From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. European Union leaders are meeting tomorrow to discuss Brexit, specifically what happens to the border between the British province of Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland once Britain leaves the EU. Right now, anyone can wander, walk, or drive across that border with no barriers, border posts, or customs inspections of any kind. The EU wants it to stay that way after Brexit. A hard border, it's feared, might revive the centuries-old violent struggle over a united Ireland. The Brits say technology can keep the border frictionless. But what technology? And would it work? From the European Desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Automatic number plate recognition, or ANPR, could be the answer. Steve Walker of MAV Systems makes this equipment. He says automated border control is now perfectly possible.
There's a whole combination of things that are available that are in use around the world. So on the American borders, on the Norway and Sweden border, number one has to be the ANPR up front so that that actually captures every vehicle as it comes down the road towards the border.
As cameras record images, a metal plate in the road measures the weight of the vehicle as it passes by. Radar and lasers then outline the shape of the vehicle, matching it with those of registered exporters or importers. And if all that's too conspicuous, David Trimble, former First Minister of Northern Ireland, told the BBC he has another suggestion.
The solution is very simple. You marry together a sat-nav.
That's satellite navigation.
And a mobile phone, and put them in the cab of the vehicle. The technology is there. It needs to be polished up a little bit, and that's all.
But it's not as easy a solution as it sounds. Martin Gallen, who makes and sells these Irish bagpipes, says he and many of his neighbours in the Northern Irish border town of Strabane resent the thought of being photographed and monitored as they go back and forth across the border.
There's a lot of people don't want their movements tracked. On this contrary, there's a lot of people who be very cynical about who has control of these cameras, who's watching me, or they don't want the 24-hour surveillance. You know, it's just us 1984.
And there are real doubts about the technological solutions on the Irish side of the border. Especially at this brand new state-of-the-art manufacturing facility, one of the largest in Ireland. Combilift makes innovative forklift trucks. The boss, Martin McVicker, says he depends on a complicated European supply chain.
We could be asking our transport company to pick up some axles in Germany, stop then in France, pick up other components, then stop to pick up maybe motors in Scotland before coming here.
Any border check on the way in from Northern Ireland would have to be manual, he says.
You don't think technology will be up to the job?
When you have transport vehicles that have mixed pallets, it's going to be very hard to imagine how this is going to really work efficiently.
The only way to avoid physical border checks, say opponents of Brexit, is for Britain to stay in the customs union and the single market. Supporters of Brexit say that's tantamount to staying in the European Union. In Monaghan, Ireland, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.